But a Montreal tour guide has been surprised, shocked even, that Les Amis de la Montagne won't concede what he believes is an obvious point. Mount Royal has not always been called Mount Royal. The Mohawks had a different name for it, Odziraghe, and that name does not appear on any of the official websites or on any of the signs that you find across the park. Donovan King is a tour guide here in the city. He runs the Haunted Montreal Ghost Tours, and Donovan is with us live in the Daybreak studio. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So what led you to want to learn the name Mount Royal had by people before settlers came?
Well, basically, we have a tour called Haunted Mountains. We bring people up Mount Royal or Odziraghe all the time. And, you know, we want to inform them of, you know, the real name of the mountain or the original name, just as part of the ghost storytelling, because it's very interesting to note that Jacques Cartier went up this mountain, guided by the local First Nations people, and he basically renamed it after a French king, Francois the First, and then, you know, he returned to Europe. Now, meanwhile, you know, he didn't record this name, and so today people assume that because he didn't record it, the name has been lost to history. And so when I wanted to know this, I sent them an email and I asked them, like, what's the original name? And they claimed...
just before you tell this, I mean, this is going to sound maybe kind of like a stupid question, possibly. But how did it occur to you to think about the fact that it had a name before Mount Royal?
Well, I mean, the First Nations here have been living here for about 8,000 to 10,000 years, and there's a gigantic landmark in the middle of their northern territory, Jojage, that's the name of this territory. How could they forget this? You know, I mean, that's crazy to think that they would have forgotten this.
And that would obviously, if you've got a thing like the Mount Royal, you're going to give it a name, aren't you? You're going to call it something,
well,
I suppose.
Obviously. And, you know, I lived in New Zealand, which is also called Aotearoa, back in the 90s, and everything there is bilingual English and Maori. And so I also wondered, why isn't this happening in Canada?
Okay, so let's come to this Les Amis de la Montagne exchange that you had. You contacted them. How did that go?
It seemed to be going okay at first. I just asked them the question. They said there's no known name for the mountain because no European recorded it. I was surprised, so I contacted the people in Ganawage. They basically informed me of the name, and so I informed
them. It was that easy. You called them up and they just told you.
Yeah, like I didn't have to go to a dusty archive and recover a lost diary of Jacques Cartier. I just had to place a phone call. And so I thought, well, maybe there needs to be more dialogue here so that Les Amis de la Montagne can learn more about the mountain from the original inhabitants of this territory.
Obviously, we contacted Les Amis de la Montagne. They frequently appear on Daybreak. They refused to give us an interview or even a statement on this subject. What do you think the upshot of all this is going to be? How do you think they've taken you raising, and I suppose us, after we got onto it from you, how do you think they're likely to take it at this point?
Well, in the tourism industry, it's not just Les Amis de la Montagne. It's actually most tour companies are not making territorial acknowledgements, for example, nor is Tourism Montreal or the Tour Guide Association or places like this. But I think it's inevitable with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that we have to start reconciling our tourism industry with the reality of our past. We have to look at colonization, pre-colonization, and decolonization. And so I think it's inevitable that eventually, you know, we're going to catch up in this tourism industry where, in fact, today some of the guides are even still calling the First Nations savages because they're not educated on the proper terminology.
Who's tour guides?
Yes.
Who's saying that?
Well, Tourism Montreal and the APGT received a complaint May 18, 2017. It was someone who lived in Old Montreal, and he sent a complaint saying that, and I quote, "As I was walking by the statue of Maisonneuve in front of the church, I could hear an English-speaking tour guide telling his group of about 20 people about the savages. He kept on repeating savages with emphasis, and then I realized he was referring to our First Nations people. I was very ashamed that we in Montreal are referring to our native people this way, and the impression it must give to the tourists." Needless to say, this conscientious citizen then basically told him he was going to go back and film this, you know, if he saw it again. And of course, the Tour Guide Association denied that they had anything to do with this. They said it must have been an unlicensed guide, even though they do active surveillance to prevent that.
Are you indigenous at all? Is there any...
Yes, my family does. Well, I'm not personally indigenous, but my family does have Mohawk ancestry on one side of the family.
Yeah, because I was just, I'm, you know, it's not something we have heard, or at least that I'm aware that we've heard a lot of, and I'm wondering why you have decided to champion this issue.
Well, I mean, my nieces both have Mohawk ancestry, and they're beautiful young ladies, and I think it's very offensive that this part of our family's heritage is being disrespected. I mean, I just don't get it.
It's Donovan King. He's a tour guide. He's the founder of the Haunted Montreal Ghost Tours. As we say, we contacted Les Amis de la Montagne. No statement from them and a refusal to appear on the program to speak on this issue. Odzirage is the name the Mohawks say they used for what we now call Mount Royal. And Donovan, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.